This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference, 12:30. Sean's in Houston, Texas.
Sean, how are you?
I'm driving back from New Orleans, so I'm sad right now, and I'm glad I didn't close my eyes when I was woo-sawing with you.
I'm sorry, man. I just did you feel a spiritual bond there? I could feel it. Like, now I just, it's a whole new world out there.
Yeah, yeah.
It was magical. But yeah,
Thank you.
Like, look, like, Jameis, by watching the game, what the hell else are we going to do? I mean, like, I don't think Deion's going to let us get Sanders. So, what's the most expensive position in the NFL is quarterback. So, just give me somebody I can get for the Chiefs for the next 2 to 3 years and build a team around him and draft some guy in the second round. I don't want to reach for a Mac Jones, Daniel Jones type guy. So, get him. He's going to be cheap. The hell else are we going
to
do?
Well, hey, I've got one way to get Sanders if you want him. I have one way, I think, to hire his dad.
I was going to say either that or hope he doesn't go to the Cowboys next year.
So, well, it feels that way, doesn't it? But here's the thing. With his dad would be Pat Shurmur, wouldn't it? He's their offensive coordinator at Colorado. You ready for the return of Pat Shurmur if you're going to do that?
What difference would it make?
I don't know.
Seriously.
I'm just saying.
And Sean, I'm with you. I've watched Jameis for three games. I liked him, obviously, before they played him. But my thinking is, well, why wouldn't you bring this guy back and at the very least make him part of your quarterback group? At the very least.
Nothing else to lose. He's a professional backup that can start when you need him.
Exactly. Sean, thank you very much.
Thanks for playing.
And I'm not giving up the thought that he could end up actually being your starting quarterback for a number of years. I mean, look around at some of the reclamation projects. Geno Smith, as Scott Petrak brought up. Sam Darnold doing fine for now in Minnesota. You know, we'll see. Baker Mayfield doing fine in Tampa. There are a number of guys around the league, and you know they're going to get opportunities to be starters somewhere. Bill's in Parma. Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Andy. The sky opened up for me when you.
Oh, good. I'm so happy for you. The rain clouds went away. Everything got warmed. Even with the Chiefs losing last night, you're okay with it, right?
You know what? And that's what I wanted to bring up today. As a matter of fact.
Thank you, Christopher Cross.
Feeling mellow there, yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think one of the things I noticed is the gulf between the Browns and those two teams that played last night. It's huge.
You mean the Bills and the Chiefs, or do you mean the Chargers and the Bengals?
Well, thank you. There's even a gulf between the Chiefs and the Bills against the Bengals and the Chargers. There's a gulf there, and then there's the big gulf between the Chargers and the Bengals to the Browns. It's huge, and it has everything to do with love of the game. I myself, this is going to be critical. I thought the Browns quit in the fourth quarter yesterday.
You're not alone. There's a lot of people that I can't tell you the text I got during the game. They're like, these guys are quitting, and I'm like,
they did quit. And I tell you what. I don't know what it would take, But whatever it takes to get Tayshaun Hill on your team, if he has a one-year contract, and I don't care what position he plays, get him on your team because he is worth every penny. But the bottom line is this organization with the people that we have in charge, I don't care who's wrong or right or whatever. They made a monumental mistake. And Andy, you said 5 years. Well, the 5 years that contract is in place, that's lost. Plus, it's going to take another 5 years at least to get them back on track. This organization right now, these people in control, do not deserve another shot. They need to go. We need to get new scouts in here. We need to get good people in here. You know, to win a Super Bowl, as we see with Shanahan, even though these boy wonders struggle getting to that final place, and myself, I would hire Belichick. Belichick has a time level that he can only coach to, and he'll set in a system that has been in the past going to the Super Bowl.
And although you could make the argument that's not paying off right now in New England, Bill.
Well, I get it. I get it. But I will tell you, I think, again, what you want, supposedly we have at least some of the cornerstones. That's what we're told all the time.
Yeah.
And I think at least when you have a guy that has been there and knows what it takes to get there and the consistency and puts in the playbook and all this type of stuff, and we're lacking just a few things, I think we can get there. This is not the way to go. If we continue with this administration, it will not happen, period. And I think everybody, you guys know it, everyone knows it. And I tell you, Jimmy, if he doesn't get it, then that's what we're just going to have to live with. And it's sad because you see the difference between the teams that are really competitive right now and where we're at, and it is not even close. Thanks, you guys.
All right,
thank
Bill.
You.
Thank you very much.
So let me say this is how
Bill,
you get.
Bill called the Browns we instead of the
good
Chiefs.
Good for him.
Well, that's something.
How do you get Bill Belichick? You make him the all-powerful ruler of the Browns. The Haslams don't say another word. They just cut checks, and then you move forward. He would have to be in charge of everything.
Sure he would.
That might be enticing him, and you'd probably have to give him as much cash as you gave Deshaun up front to get him to come back.
A lot of buzz that he's going to end up in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I see that. Well, if they hang on to their GM, right?
A lot of buzz they're going to. Yeah, we'll see. Waverly Willis is with us, America's favorite barber.
Waverly, how are you, man? Are you okay? I want to make sure you're all right. You've had a crazy couple weeks, man.
I definitely have had a crazy couple of weeks. Yes, I am all right, and
good.
I appreciate you guys asking about that. Just some random dummy. I want to use some expletives, but I respect your show here.
Well, I'm concerned about you, because when I saw the story, I was like, oh, my God, I hope Waverly's okay. That's all.
Yeah, okay. I'm okay. My all team right. is okay. No one
good.
Got hurt.
The and guys, everybody in the shop, yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, everybody's good. And as this is a great segue as to why I'm calling to say we need to keep Jameis Winston. And, you know, one of you guys called out the numbers for this past week as well as his last three games. And, I mean, everybody, he's labeled, just like Cleveland is labeled, unfortunately, the mistake on the lake. He's labeled as an interception-throwing quarterback, but his numbers have looked pretty good amongst probably the top percentile in the NFL. Just the last game of the last three games I'm referring to. And then, but most important to me, as a business owner, is something called culture and synergy that's important. Now, we got to admit it. Cleveland is a hard sell. It's a hard sell, especially in the wintertime, for anybody to come here. And Jameis, he gives his pregame speeches. And to me, that resonates. That's letting his team know that he has confidence in him. And it's showing the fan base that he literally gives a damn and wants to be here. We got to consider that, and in my opinion. Because a good attitude as well as a cancerous attitude both can spread throughout the team. And that's just my two cents. So we need to keep him.
Waverly, thank you. Stay safe, my friends, and all your customers as well.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks,
bye.
Waverly. Appreciate that. I see competent quarterback play, and I think, why would you walk away from that? There's no excuse that the guy's 39 years old and we're going to walk away from it. He's 30 years old. Just seems to me I'd try and get it done now. And I know that's not likely. I would personally try and get it done now. But we'll see. Jameis has done a very nice job so far. And yet the team is 2-8, and yet they're not scoring points.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.